This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
The city of my sanctified soul. How many of y'all feel like pressing your way? Yeah. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, yeah. I feel like pressing my way. Well, I'm on my way to heaven. I feel like pressing my way. Well, I feel like pressing my way. Yes, I feel like pressing my way. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm pressing my way. God bless you. God bless you. Greetings to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My friend, you're listening to services coming to you from the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple in Brooklyn, New York. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. We're certainly grateful to the Almighty God that he's given us another opportunity to be coming into your homes or your cars or your places of business or wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice. God is such a good God. And that's why, because of his goodness to us, we feel like pressing to get to that place where he is. That place called heaven. Hallelujah. My friends, you're listening to a church that believes you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, God can and God will produce the miracle. Some of you today might be sick and suffering. Some of you might be having problems in your home. Some of you might be going through situations on the job. But my friends, I come today to tell you that God is able. He's able to do more than you can ask or think.
Yes.
If you're suffering and sick today, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time?
Oh, yes.
When you got Jesus that's able to do more than you can ask or think, he's able to heal your body. No matter what your condition is, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, Jesus Christ is a healer today. And if you will just put your faith and confidence in him, he can deliver you. He can set you free. He can bring you out, my friend. Hallelujah. I'm going to be praying for you momentarily on the broadcast. What I want you to do is look to the Lord Jesus Christ, who's the author and finisher of your faith. Believe him today for your miracle. Hallelujah. It can happen to you today because of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. With faith, it can be done, and it will be done. Jesus said in his word, if you have faith, as the grain of a mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
If you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed,
yes.
You can say to the mountain, be thou removed, and cast into the sea, and it shall be done according to what you say. Jesus Christ will do it for you today.
Yes.
Will you trust him today?
Yes.
Will you put your faith and confidence in him?
Yes.
Yeah, you might have been trying everything else, and everything has failed.
Yes.
But when you've tried all other things,
yes.
And nothing seems to come together and work for you, come on and try Jesus. He's an unfailing God. He's a God that answers prayer. Hallelujah. No matter what the verdict has been for you, regardless of what the doctor might have said. He might have told you that there's nothing else that can be done for you. But my friend Jesus Christ is standing right there, ready and willing to turn things around in your life and change your situation. He can heal your body of cancer. He can heal your body of heart trouble. He can heal your body of high blood pressure, sugar diabetes. Ah, my friends, Jesus Christ can heal your body of AIDS. He can heal your body of heart trouble. Some of you are suffering with poor circulation and pain all over your body, arthritis. God can heal that today. What I want you to do now is let's believe God. You can be healed according to your faith. You can be healed according to your faith. You can be healed according to your faith. Is what the Lord has promised to you. Yes, you can be healed, my friends. You can be healed according to your faith. Don't you know? Some of you today, you've been suffering a long time and you just don't know what to do. You done took all the medicine?
Yes.
You done took every kind of painkiller?
Yes.
Some of y'all done took some of that medicine and done made you addicted to it.
Yes.
Trying to get rid of your sickness.
Yes.
I come today to tell you, my friends, that Jesus can set you free.
Jesus.
It's what the Lord has promised to you. You just believe him. He'll turn things around and heal your body today. Come on and let's believe God for a miracle in your life. Let's believe God to heal that body. Let's believe God to get that devil off of you that's tormenting you. Let's believe God today to make it all right in your life. He can do it, my friends. Where are you? Are you here in New York? God can do it. Are you in Chicago? God can do it. Are you down south? God can do it today. Are you in Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
My God can do it.
Yes.
No matter where you are, maybe you're in Gary, Indiana, North Carolina. North Carolina, God can change things for you today. It can be done according to your faith if you'll just believe God. Come on now, let's trust God. Are you sick and suffering? Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. Touch that radio. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. Pastor Staten is getting ready to pray for you right now. Whoa! You can be healed. Are sick and suffering in your mind. The devil is tormenting you. Some of you, the devil are trying to get you to kill yourself because things are not going right in your life. You can be healed, my friends. God can give you peace. you will put your mind on Jesus. He'll keep you in perfect peace. Draw nigh to that radio today. It's what God has promised to you, that he'll give you peace of mind. Touch that radio in the name of Jesus Christ. You can be healed. When you can be healed, you can be healed according to your faith. Oh, you can be healed according to your faith. It's what the Lord has promised to you. That's what God has promised you, my friends. You can be healed according. Jesus, you promised in your word that we could be healed if we would just put our faith and confidence in you. Now, dear God, we come to you on behalf of these and so many that are listening to the sound of my voice all over the world. Some, dear God, the devil is tormenting them. Been tormenting them all night long. Been tormenting them all day long. Lord Jesus, we pray right now that you will look down upon them. Some of them, their minds are all messed up. Trouble has hit them left and right, and their mind has become discombobulated. But Jesus, you're able to bring peace in that mind. Some, Lord God, have even attempted suicide. God, I pray right now. And I will look down upon them. We rebuke that suicide spirit. You lying devil was trying to get that individual to take their life. I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose your hope and come out. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, touch these bodies right now. Touch their minds, oh God. Heal right now. Let healing be done in their minds. In the name of Jesus Christ. Then, oh God, some is sick and suffering in their bodies with pain. Suffering, oh God, with much pain throughout their body. Some, Lord, have incurable diseases. I pray right now, Lord God, that you will stretch forth your mighty hand. Knock the devil out. Come on out of here. Come on out of here, Satan. Your kingdom must come down. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ and command you to go back to the pit from whence you come. You're a liar, Satan, and you're trespassing on God's property. Loose your hope in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, touch these bodies everywhere that my voice is being heard. Touch them and make them every whole from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Heal up cancer. Heal up heart trouble. High blood pressure and sugar diabetes. Oh God, heal up lupus, asthma, and AIDS, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, arthritis, heal it up, Lord. Some, oh God, have swelling all in their legs, Lord. Heal it up right now. Heal the kidneys, Lord. Heal the liver, oh God. Oh God, heal that stomach. We rebuke that stomach ulcer that someone has today. Come on out of here, Satan. You devil was causing that disease. Loose hair. Take your hands off that individual. Lord God, touch them now and make them every bit whole. God, we thank you for healing these bodies. We thank you, Lord, for healing these minds. We thank you for it right now. We count it done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is done. It is done. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on. Give the Lord a hand clap in the name of Jesus Christ. It is done. It is done. By the power of God. That's it, my friends. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Now it's your job to thank the Lord for your healing. Begin to thank him, and don't be afraid when the devil tries to come back and bring you the same old thing. You tell that devil, get to stepping, Satan, because I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Come on and give the Lord another hand clap in Jesus' name. We are healed by the wound in His side. We are healed by the wound in His side. We are healed by the wound in my Savior's side. We are healed, yes sir, by the wound in His side. We are healed by the wound in His side. We are healed, that's what you got to say. Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Amen. Amen. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. And we come today on this radio station and on the internet just to have a little church with you. Church like it used to be. Church like it ought to be. Amen. We don't mind praising God. Amen. We don't mind making a noise for Jesus. Amen. And glory. Amen. Good God all day long. Because God's been good to us. Yes. How many in here, y'all, can say God is a good God? Yes. Has He been good to you? Yes. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, yes. God is a good God. Yes. God is a good God. Yes, yes He is. Yes. God is a good God. Well, God is a good God. Yes, He is. God is a good God. Yes, He is. God is a good God. Well, God is a good God. watching the crowd. Hallelujah. Hey! Yes, sir. Praise God. God is a good God. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you now, friends. Remember, this is Excellence Healing and Deliverance Temple coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's that noisy church. You want to get in the noise? Come on down here to where we are. We're holding services right here in Brooklyn, New York. Come on by and get in on some of this noise, some of this Holy Ghost noise, and the Lord can bless your soul real good. Come on, give the Lord another hand clap if you will in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you. Now, for those of you who are listening to us, we invite you, amen, to write us. We'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address, if you would be so kind to write us, you can write us at Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. Zip code 10002. You can also call us. Our phone number is area code 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. Look forward to hearing from you. Amen. Call us. We'll talk with you on the phone and pray with you. And God can give you a miracle.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Right. It's happening for so many others. Why not let it happen for you?
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Once again now, that phone number is 212-406-3904. And also we want to remind you that we invite you to write us and send us your offering to help us keep these radio broadcasts coming your way. Thank God for so many that are writing in and sending in to help us with the radio broadcast. God bless you all. I wish I had the time to call all of y'all name out. Praise God. But we ain't got but a half an hour on the air. But I want you to know, Pastor Staten wants you to know that I love you and I thank God for you being a support in this ministry. And you will be getting a letter back from me, amen, showing you my appreciation. Again, now, if you're going to write us and send your offering, the mailing address is Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. Zip code 10002. Write us and let us know that you've tuned into this broadcast and send in your financial support to help us keep it on the air so that somebody else can be blessed just like you are. Also, for those of you who want to send in an offering, you can send it in through, I just remembered, you can send in, if you want to send in an offering to us, you can send it through Cash App. If you have Cash App on your phone, you can send us an offering that way. All you have to do is, our tag to reach us on Cash App is $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. Exodus is spelled like the second book of the Bible. $PayExodus. And when you hit that button, as soon as you hit it, we'll have your offering on this end. God bless you now. We want you to get your Bibles just for a couple of minutes. Amen. We done jumped and shouted and had a good time and done just about run out of time. In fact, we have run out of time. This time goes so fast. My Lord, my Lord. In the book of St. Luke today, I want to encourage you not to succumb to the devil's scare tactics. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
don't succumb
to the devil's scare tactics. All right, now go with me to the book of Luke, the 9th chapter. All glory to God. And we want to begin reading there in the 9th chapter, right there at the 37th verse. That's Luke, the 9th chapter, beginning at the 37th verse. And we find these words recorded for our reading. And it came to pass that on the next day, when they were come down from the hill, much people met him. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly cried out. You know, a lot of folks got spirits. Demon spirits have jumped on a whole lot of folks. And some folks don't even know they possess. They're doing things and they wonder why they did it. Spirits! Do you understand and know that you are a spirit individual living in a fleshly body? And there are demon spirits that will attack your spirit and cause you to do things in your flesh that you wouldn't do on your own volition. Here's this young man that these spirits, these demons done jumped in him and making him cry out. And it says, and it teareth him that he foameth again and bruising him
hardly departed from him. The devil would jump on this child and make him do all kind of have convulsions and fits and fall out and do everything. And when would bruise him all up. My God, and cause him to foam at the mouth like a wild animal. And the 40th verse says, and I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. My friends, some of y'all are going places where devils can't be cast out because the preacher ain't living right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he putting up a good front, but he ain't living right. He around sleeping with folks and stealing and cussing and doing some everything. So now when he comes to church and preach a good sermon, oh yeah, it make you feel good, but he can't get that devil off of you because he ain't got no power to do it. The 41st verse says, and Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And as he was yet a coming, the devil threw him down. Listen, my friends, I want you to know, when you start going towards Jesus, that's when the devil going to show up. And he's going to really act up and cut up and make you feel like ain't nothing going to happen. Now, look at what's happening. Now, this young man is coming towards Jesus, the one who has all power in his hand. But the devil start acting up and start throwing him down on the ground to make it look like you can come to Jesus all you want. Ain't nothing going to happen. Mm-hmm. The devil threw him down on the ground after Jesus called for him to be brought to him. And the 42nd verse says, and as he was yet a coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. What I'm trying to get you to see is when the devil starts acting up, when you see you going for prayer or you bringing your loved ones for prayer, it look like they just going to get worse. Look like they just going to carry out and just going to do anyhow what the devil bids them to do. Don't stop there, but be determined to get that person delivered. Cast that devil out. Pray for that person and use the authority that God has given you to get that devil off of that person. Don't be afraid of the devil's scare tactics. Don't succumb to his scare tactics. He's going to act up when you come for prayer. He's going to act up when you come to church. He's going to make you feel worse when you come into church than what you would feel if you just had to stay at home. But what you got to do is say, I'm going to church. Amen. Don't stay home and pet that devil. Since he's aggravating you at home, you bring him to church and aggravate him. Amen. Oh, my God, from Zion. Glory to God. Bring him on to church where the prayer is going on. Bring him on to church where the praises of God is going for. Bring him to church where he can be cast out.
Yes.
My God, and the devil might start acting up and acting worse, but don't you succumb to his scare tactics. Some of you get prayed for, and you ask God to heal your body, and look like you feel a little worse after prayer than what you did before you got prayer. Well, what I'm admonishing you today is don't fall and don't succumb to the devil's scare tactics. He's going to try to scare you and make you say, see, you ain't healed. The devil done been cast out, but the devil going to try to make the pain even worse and say, yeah, you thought you was healed, but you still got the same pain. No, what you got to do is stand on the word of God and say, I am healed, and say that you are cast out in the name of Jesus. You don't have no victory here. You might as well go on back to the pits of hell from whence you come, because I got victory in Jesus.
Amen.
Don't succumb to Satan's scare tactics. He might come and try to scare you up and make you believe that God is not going to do